Would you sacrifice that relationship just for a bit of fun? When you can play with other people.
Yeah, but what if you've got like a 10 out of 10 peachy butt?
Men are starting to take care of them and moisturising and
it's
having facials.
You're right in what you're saying, yet I ain't taking no facial.
Gage!
I need a wee!
I feel like we're missing something.
I don't think we are. Got mics, got cameras, got lights, got all that good stuff. Love your t-shirt though.
Thanks. Do you like it?
I do like it.
Ta-da!
We had fun making the Swingle merch videos today, didn't we?
Kitch gets really annoyed because I always stumble up on my words. I'm not going to lie. You always catch me. If you do bloopers, I'd be always like, say something wrong, I'll go blah, 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 blah. Obviously, if you listen to the podcast, I've done it a few times. I just talk too fast and my brain can't keep up. I think, and I get really nervous. I don't know why. I still get really nervous, like doing TikToks and promotion things. I don't know why.
I know, 27
the
takes
pressure.
Later. The pressure. The pressure, that's it, yeah. Guys, welcome back to the Swing Hub podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And today we are talking about some of the questions that you've got, aren't we?
Yeah, and basically we're talking about the Swing Hub app because it's nearly...
Oh.
So close. So close. So I think we should start talking about it.
And, okay.
Doing little hints and tips and what's going to be there and what's maybe going to be featured.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we should start talking about it and letting people in.
And let them know what's...
No.
In with the no.
In with the no. Is that what you say?
Is it in with the no?
No, it isn't.
What is it?
I don't know.
Not too sure. So yeah, we've had some great feedback from the developers of the Swing Hub app. And what's going on is pretty much next week we are getting our final version, which will be suitable for release in the App Store. But I think it's really important to understand that with technology, nothing ever goes right. But, you know... It's the way it got explained to me is like, you know, if you download Facebook, you can use the core features of Facebook, but, you know, you go a bit deeper into there, it's going to be a little bit buggy. Some things aren't really going to work. And it's going to be the same with Swing Hub on version one when you get it. So if some things don't work, I'm sorry, but we'll try and fix it as fast as possible.
And just let us know.
Just let us know, but we've got to start somewhere.
Gage just wants to launch it as well. I think we're just now in the space of we want to get it out there and get people testing it. People need to be like jumping on and letting us know what they like, what they don't like, what can be buggy, what's not working or stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we do need to just get it out there and get people on it.
Get going, yeah. And like I said, if you know, if you do find problems with it, let us know. We want to develop it even more so it's absolutely perfect.
Our inbox is going to be even fuller. Don't message me on Fist of Wife, please. Just message him and he can deal with all them ones about the app.
Yeah.
Message Gage or the Swing Hub app. So.
But I think it's nice to know because I've had a couple of conversations with people about this and everyone said the same thing. And they've said it's perfectly okay to launch the app, even like if not everything's 100% working, because you have to start somewhere. And the way it got explained is like you build a house, you know, you look at it and you go, oh, it looks pretty, a brand new built house, but there's going to be the old crack here, or like some of the plumbing might not work, or the bath's not set
plumbing's
properly.
Not working.
Hey, you're going to have to call the plumber around. Hey. Want me to fill them pipes for you?
Yeah, daddy.
You piping down, daddy. And that's the way you've got to see how an app works. It's brand new. There's going to be a few little cracks. The plumber's going to have to come round with his pipe.
There might not be people in your area just yet. We just need to get everybody on board.
Yeah, that's it. Also, we do not apologise if you jump onto the Swing Hub app and there's no one in your area. Or if you click the nearby feature, no one's posting. That's because we refuse to put fake accounts and bots on there to make the app look busy for your money. It'll never, never happen.
Anyways, do you want to hear a little story?
Yes.
It's only a little quick one. This was sent... by a woman on my Instagram. She sent it through. It's really like, it's not in depth. And I know you like it in depth, but
I like the deets.
But there's no deets. It's like, it's just very, just a very small, light little story. Anyways, let's start. And hopefully I can read this one out without stumbling. So, you ready? So we have been in the lifestyle a while now and loving it. While me and my partner were at our vanilla friend's house having a few drinks, we decided to tell them about our antics. They were very interested and asked so many questions, as we expected. But what we didn't expect was them to turn around and ask us if we can sign them up and for them to join in with us. I shut it straight down. As much as I love them as my friends, I definitely don't want to blur the lines here. Hashtag no blurred lines.
Oh.
I reckon, what do you reckon? I reckon that's happened to quite a lot of people when people have told people about it, because everybody you tell, they are so intrigued and they just ask questions and ask questions.
I'm going to say straight, right? Everyone's got a vanilla friend, yeah, and you've always gone, I wonder what she's like. I wonder what she's in, like in bed. I wonder what she looks like naked.
It you happens. Think that, do you?
No, I'm just saying, well, I'm not saying I've thought of it before. What am I?
Who have you thought about before?
Yeah,
you mum. Which friends?
So we... I am a firm believer in, if you've got vanilla friends, do not fuck them. Because there's a very fine line, because things can get cross, and then people, as soon as you play with vanilla friends, then barbecues that you have on a weekend at summer, yeah, when you and your couple of friends get up and you have a drink, the dynamic totally changes. You lose that dynamic of knowing you can just come around and have a laugh. You can have a beer. You can go out shopping together. You need, for me personally, I think you need to find friends that you've already met with in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Don't go prodding someone else's missus. That's vanilla. Straight off the bat as well. If they're like, sign us up, let's fuck. It's like, no.
This always came up in like conversations with our vanilla friends, because our vanilla friends like are really understanding. They know that we're in the lifestyle. They've known for a long time. And they always ask questions all the time. But he always comments going, I wonder if they think that we're swinging together. I'm like, no, I don't think they will do. Like, because I think like if we've posted a picture on our socials, maybe like our private socials, and a few of our swinging friends are on our private socials, because we do class them as good friends, yeah, but they're our lifestyle friends. So then he'll see them like they've liked it, and he knows that they're in the lifestyle, and then they're thinking, oh, are there, they've taken their kids out together and had a really good time, or been on holiday together. What are they doing while they're on holiday? And I'm just like, this is not the case. They are our vanilla friends, and they will stay our vanilla friends. They ask a lot of questions. They might be open to it one day. I have no idea.
But that's the thing, is that we'd never play with them.
We'd never cross that line.
We probably wouldn't even entertain
even taking them to a club on the same night, because I don't want to see them.
that same friend that we're talking about.
Yeah.
We, I won't say his name. We was on our way to Los Angeles and Las Vegas for his 30th. Mm-hmm. And we, when we did an event, someone did a painting. Someone did a painting of my boobs. So that's actually Olivia's boobs right there. And we left it behind the bar, but obviously because like it were hectic all night, we left it at the bar to collect it another time. So as I'm going down to Heathrow from where we live, we pretty much pass penthouse playrooms. Mm-hmm. I thought I'll pop in. And I said to him, I was like, hey, do you want to see what a lifestyle club's like? And he was like, yes, I do. I was like, you dirty bastard. And then, so I popped in and I showed him around, and he was absolutely taken back of what it actually looks like. He walks in, he was like, it looks like a nightclub. And I showed him like all the different rooms and all the sex swings and, you know, like, all the, it was just like absolutely fascinated that these things genuinely exist, because he's always been in the vanilla world. Mm-hmm. So when I showed him round, he couldn't get enough of it, and he got a pitch down in the dungeon and stuff to send to his girlfriend. He thought it were absolutely phenomenally funny, and he loved it. And yeah, we got to pick up the picture as well.
Yeah, our little picture. I've got a bigger version that I need to frame, and I think I might put it in maybe the dressing room. Yep. A bit, the, like, where I put my makeup on, it'll look quite cute there, because I've got that picture that's half hanging off. I noticed today that it was half hanging off. I was like, we really need to do some DIY. But yeah, on to another story.
Yeah, don't fuck your vanilla friends.
I think keep them relationships.
As I said before,
like, you've got a relationship with them.
Yes. As I said before, for me to have a friend in the lifestyle that I consider a friend, like a true friend, you know, the ride or die, the person that has your back, is if I'm out of the house, can I trust that guy to come round as a friend to pick something up, to, you know, or whatever, and not have the thoughts in the back of my mind of like, oh my God, is he going to try it on? That to me is not okay. Where vanilla friends, you know, the vanilla, go around all they want.
And as the woman who sent me this, she is not blurring no lines either. And I think, like, well, give us some feedback. Have you blurred them lines with your vanilla friends? Have they been really good friends and you've played with them?
Have you fucked someone else's wife and gone, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have crossed them lines.
Yeah.
I think you can't take it back. Like, if you've had a relationship with these people for 5-10 years, like, some people have had relationships, like, we've had our relationship with our friend for,
oh God,
15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
13 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time. That's a full-on friendship, a full-on relationship, and to change them dynamics.
But you'll see them differently. You'll see them differently as well.
You also don't know what's going to happen. You value your friendship too much to change it or ruin it for, oh, it might make it better, who knows, but would you sacrifice the relationship? I'm using lots of hand moves. Would you sacrifice that relationship just for a bit of fun? When you can play with other people.
Yeah, but what if you've got like a 10 out of 10 peachy butt? And you've just gone, I wonder what it's like. Maybe just once.
But once could ruin the whole relationship and the whole friendship.
Yeah, I think if you have vanilla friends and you're in discussions, instead of like making arrangements in the heat of the moment, go away. Lock yourself in a bathroom. Wank. Jizz in the toilet. You'll have post-nut clarity. You'll think clearly. And then...
Then make your decision. Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. But yeah, we normally do our little segment now, but I think my question is leading on to the segment. So I'm going to ask my question. Well, tell you my question that I've seemed to have... So many people ask all the time. They comment on all the TikToks, they comment on all the Instagram posts, they message me, and like, I do tell them where to go sometimes, but I'm just like, sometimes it's miles and miles away.
Sometimes you sound like a broken record, love. I'm not gonna lie.
A broken record.
Well, when you message people back, you text and you whisper under your breath. God,
I should just copy and paste. Yeah, so this question literally gets asked all the time. It's basically like, what are the best clubs to go to? Where can I find my nearest club? What club would you recommend? Clubs. And you're just like, I don't know. Where do you live? Oh, I'm from the US. I don't know. Not from the US. I'm from Canada. Somebody asked me, Ireland. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like...
People think you like are people... the whole knowledge of the lifestyle. You are the Wikipedia. It's like, I wonder where we can go this weekend. Let me message Vista while she knows. She's not busy.
We're visiting Scotland.
Oh, she does sit around in lingerie all day.
Vista wife, we're visiting Scotland. Is there a good club there? I don't know. Obviously, I do know, like, obviously, some names that I've heard and I'm like, ooh, don't go there. And then I've heard, like, obviously, really good names and been like, yeah, we have to end up going there. But it's really hard to fit in time for clubs, and especially we're going to a club, we're going to the club, what date was it, is it?
We're off to Townhouse on the 13th.
On the 13th, isn't it? But that's like, I've just looked, it's a 3.5 hour drive. So I'm like, all right, okay.
But this is the thing.
That's a club that I've really wanted to go to is you Townhouse. Have, yeah, but yeah. Like taking oh my that God. 3.5 oh my hour God. Drive, oh my 7 hours round oh, trip.
Right, can I read some out to you? So the event, we're off to an event called Pure.
I thought, yeah.
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 At Townhouse.
Uh-huh. And which Townhouse is
in the world,
yeah.
So I pretty much put it on my Twitter and I've had a few responses back going, oh, I didn't think that was your thing. I'm going, what do you mean? And our friend, Audrey Jen, was like, Pure is absolutely manic. It's insane in a good way. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I messaged the owner of Pure. I said, right, you, I'm hearing your parties are a little bit wild. What am I actually going to expect next week? She turned around and said, whatever could you mean? Yes, Pure is a bit wild. Play usually starts in the queue as people are waiting to sign in. They get naked at the first to fuck at the bar, win free shots, but they don't need much encouragement usually. This party is immediate dress down and less talk, more action, which is why it's a personal favourite. It's open till 6 a.m.
6 a.m.? After a 3.5 hour drive, I'm definitely having my pillow and my blanket in back at car.
Could you imagine your first time? Let's go try Townhouse. And you don't know it's a Pure event. And you're waiting in the queue, nervous as shit. Behind you, Doris and Dave are at it. Trying to get
they're
a free
all
shot.
Whipping the clothes off.
It sounds like madness, but an amazing way. It's that one event where you can go absolutely wild. Do you know, like,
pretend you're back in uni again.
Yeah. You know, we go to events, don't we? Get nice and dressed up. Hello. How do you do? Nice. What are you into? What's your dynamic? Not a Pure, mate. It's boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you look nice. Come here.
Yeah. Yeah, when you try to fill in your membership form and, like, you're getting nudged by Dave and Doris.
Because I heard, like, obviously things like that. And Jen said, like, it's a bit wild. And I bought a really nice dress. And it's, like, a pinky purple, pastely coloured. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't wear that. I feel like it's going to be ruined by the end of the night. So I've changed my mind on the dress.
Yeah. So if you are interested in going to a Pure event,
please don't go to your first time.
So the actual event name is called the Sex Pistols. And it's just their version. It's called Pure. And that's the wild, wild pie. So if you're into, like, the wildness, check out Sex Pistols on Instagram.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm
fucking shitting myself, Olivia. I am shitting myself.
I'm going to have to put a dress on that I can have my lingerie underneath, because normally I go and get changed, because normally I'll go with nothing on underneath. Because normally my dress doesn't allow it, but I've just tried on a dress and it does allow it. We'll go with that one.
I'm just thinking, what if I get pulled out of line and I really need a wee? And I'm like, no. And I come across like a pussy.
That's such a weird thing to say.
It's not weird whatsoever. I'm not being funny. 4 out of 10 times when we're kind of getting into it, you're like, let me just go for a wee first.
Yeah, I always say let's go for a wee before we start. Like, you don't want to interrupt.
You ever do that? You just sat there awkward with your hard on, you're like, and all I care is you pissing.
Oh, everybody does it. Every girl does it. Everybody's like, I need a wee before anything
starts.
That's
what I'm saying. What if I'm busting for a wee and I get drugged by them seven women? Remember the seven women that are lifting me up? That's happening at Pure. That's actually going to happen at Pure. Oh my God.
Gage.
I need a wee.
Anyways, so the answer to my question, we got really waylaid there.
Sidebar.
Yeah, so where can we find clubs? How do you recommend them? Where do you want to go? Where, like, clubs in general? And that's why on the premium features on the Swing Hub app, you are going to find...
my club. yeah, it's a premium feature and it's designed for, like I said, a lot of people know where their club is. It's designed for newbies to come on, and wherever they go, let's say you go to Manchester, you go find my club, the first thing that's going to pop up is Cupid's. You go to Bedford, find my club, Vanilla Alternative, and then there'll be a list of, you know, clubs underneath it,
and it'll be all geolocated.
And it'll be all geolocated to where you are. But what's perfect about Swing Hub, and we haven't forgot about these little features where we go, this would be a really, really good idea, is let's say you go to Gran Canaria. Hey, I've had some sangria, I feel a little bit sun-kissed, do you want to hit a club? Where is it? Oh, I don't know, wait a minute, let's go on the Swing Hub app, click find my club, and it'll tell us exactly where it is. Who comes up with these fucking genius ideas?
So we have.
I've just asked you a question. Who comes up with these fucking genius ideas?
Gage does.
You're goddamn right.
So we have got a massive list of all the clubs in the world.
We actually acquired. Swing Hub's first acquisition was called a website called onlyswinging.com, and they have got all the data for all the clubs in the world. So we bought onlyswinging.com to acquire that data and the website. Eventually you can, you know, within let's say in a perfect world, 2 years. Obviously, you know, you get Swing Hub and it's kind of like it's this don't work, and then we fix all the shit that happens, and then we've got all the data installed, and you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people on the app. You could go to America. Find people near you. You can find your nearest club. You can find out what events happen in that club.
And we're going up and down the UK as well, and want to partner with as many clubs as possible to kind of give the.
That's yeah. Not as many clubs.
Not
as possible.
As many clubs as possible, and as many high. Stop.
Please stop. You're going to get yourself in trouble. No. We are on a venture to visit all the clubs in the UK. And what we want to do is, a lot of people say, what's this club like? What's that club like? Now, with Swing Hub, we have set the bar and the standard of what we think, personally, from me and you, that's been a lifestyle for a little bit, and what we enjoy. And from what we enjoy, we know a lot of other people like as well. So we've set that bar with Swing Hub. Vanilla Alternative, Penthouse Playrooms, they meet the criteria and the mark to be a high-end club that throw good events, have great customer service, and amazing branding. When you go to a club, and if it's sponsored by Swing Hub, you know for a fact that that club has a seal of approval.
I'm doing my letter.
Can you just do that one more time? You know that club has got the seal of approval from Swing Hub, that is a legitimate club. That will give you the best night, the best customer service, and as your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's what we want to do. Same with the events. We want to try and get to as many events as possible. So when it's sponsored by Swing Hub, you know that event is guaranteed to be a good night, mm-hmm. the best customer service, it's got the best people there, and that you're going to have fun.
Yeah, so that's our main goal for the next couple of months, is to head to as many clubs as possible. Driving God knows how many miles up and down the UK, and getting to as many like party event organisers as well as possible, and just basically trying to work together as a team to just basically bring everybody under one roof, so it's easier for everybody to basically be in the lifestyle, and just want to make it really easy to access everything.
Absolutely.
In one app.
Absolutely. It's also one of the things of, could you imagine, this is it, like clubs set up and they're like their own little thing in different parts of the country, right? But could you imagine if, say, Swing Hub could go around all these clubs and go, listen, let's all get into a partnership where we're united as one. Do you know how much revenue clubs generate? Like, clubs can generate millions of pounds a year. Just same with the events. But when you've got one solid union of clubs, you can start making shifts in different things. I know clubs have had payment gateway problems because of a structure. But if you as one union and you said, I've got 40 clubs in the UK that generate tens of millions of pounds a year, what's the best payment gateway you can give us? And you can start haggling to get better things for the lifestyle, for the clubs, for events, all that good stuff.
Like I've said millions of times, I think clubs all need to just like clubs and events and things like you says all work together, because I think like we're getting enough stick from the outside world. There shouldn't be any bitchiness and competition in the inside world.
That's true.
And we should all
work together. But the thing is that not everybody thinks the same way as us, Olivia. Dylan, that's it. Maybe in a perfect world, who knows? We'll try our hardest and we'll keep trying anyway, whatsoever.
Hi, I'm Olivia and I want to vouch for world peace.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool.
Sounds good. Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm DTF. I'm DTF for a bit of world peace. Fuck it. Yeah.
World peace in the swinging lifestyle, non-monogamy.
Should we just move on to a question, babes?
Do that? What question? I haven't got a question.
You haven't got a question?
No, that was my question. What clubs do you go to?
Oh.
Do you want my other question? Are we saving that for another time?
No, I want that other question.
You want that other question? I think I deleted it. Oh, let me
you
find
deleted
the question.
It.
Yeah, keep talking. Paste.
Please download Swing Up and Go Premium when it goes live. We've spent a lot of time developing this app, and we spent a lot of money. We're almost broke. No, we're not really broke. please download the Swing Up app when it comes into.
That was such a really good filler.
I know.
Really good filler.
Thank you.
It's a good job you're good at filling other things. Okay, another question. It's totally off topic of clubs and stuff. Oh my God, see. I'm seem to have, I think maybe putting some Prosecco in here might actually help, not just cordial. Next time we'll try Prosecco. Anyways, so this is a question. Why are husbands often viewed as the unwanted or inconvenient part of a swinging couple? Vast majority just wants a wife female to add to their mix, not the hubby too. I do feel for you, like, guys, because, like, you take this makeup off and I look like the walking dead, so... And I don't... And nobody...
Truth speaker!
So, and I would never, ever send a picture... Not many people have seen me without my makeup on. And I would never go take a picture. What? No. No. What? Why are you looking like that?
No.
Spit it out.
If I say torpedoes.
No. 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 Bad gauge. Bad. No. You're okay. Not sharing. Sharing is not caring today.
Can I say it? I'll say it. Right. So if Olivia... Right. Olivia does this thing when she goes to bed.
Can I just say something? I'm allergic to life. I'm allergic to dust. I'm allergic to citrus. I'm allergic to grass. I'm allergic to animals. I'm allergic to pollen. I'm allergic to quite a lot of things.
I can wake up on a morning. Do you know some guys out there will wake up and they'll look over at the wife and they'll go, how the heck did I get so lucky marrying a beautiful woman? What I get is Olivia who scrunches up two tissue balls and whacks them up her nose so her nose doesn't drip from all like allergies, and she cocoons herself in a duvet and she sleeps with her mouth open. But then them snot balls, them snot tornadoes.
Snot tornadoes.
Get lost in the bed, and I will get into bed and be like, what the fuck is this? And it's come out, oh no.
It's such a gun.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm really going to kill you. Is that payback for the all the shit that I've thrown you under the bus with?
Yeah.
Right, okay, as long as that's the only thing. But yeah, I look like shit without any makeup on, I'm not gonna lie, and I won't ever go out without any makeup on to a club or to an event, or I won't post a picture without any makeup on. So for guys, I think they don't have any enhancers, should I say. And I think the older generation, like, so guys in the 40s, 50s, 60s have not grown up with like taking care of themselves, looking after themselves, after the skin, maybe having a few little injections here and there if they want to, dyeing the hair and stuff. They've not grown up with that, and they don't think, some don't think that's acceptable for a man to do. But now I think like our age, like, men are starting to take care of them and moisturising and it's, having facials.
You're right in what you're saying, yet I ain't taking no facial. Oh, I'll tell you that for free right now. But, you know, like, I'm getting grey by the day. I reckon in the next two to three, I'm gonna be fully grey. Ladies, can't get the foot back, all right? I'm a silver fox, I get it.
A shit stick.
Yeah, I'm a shitty stick, get back. I get that, you know, but I think they need to have the self-realization as well, that you do get older, men do get, they put on weight. It's just a natural biological thing that they do, unless they're not smashing the gym 24/7. But if, you know, if they're working 9 to 5 and they've got time for the gym, they've got kids, they're going to naturally put on weight. That's the thing. And, you know, the thing is, a curvilicious woman can be very, very sexy.
Yeah, you might like a curvilicious man as well.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
But also, I think as well, like we've covered before, is a lot of people are just wanting a female. And that's why they do disregard the guy. A lot of people can't find a unicorn, can't find a single female. So then the second option is they go for couples. But then the try and wife snatch.
Motherfuckers.
So I think that's the other reason as well. I think that's a lot of people do, and that's why they disregard the guy. So for the question of maybe its attractiveness of the wife is 10 out of 10 and the husband's kind of lost his way, or they've tried looking for a unicorn and they've failed, so they then move on to couples and basically go for wife snatching. You're aging really well.
I'm aging well.
Definitely more attractive than what you used to be.
Have you seen my face right now? I've never had bags like this.
Yeah, your face has gone really puffy, hasn't it? And I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is. It's building a fucking app. It's
all the stress.
It's getting up early, going to bed late, working constantly.
Yeah, because FYI, it's 11:22 in the evening.
Yeah.
And we're filming a podcast for you guys at home.
When Swing Up's like good to go, it's done, it's all running smoothly. This is getting transformed. That's it, yeah.
Your brother even bought you one of them, what is it?
Ah, guasha.
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 Does he use it? No, he doesn't use it. I bought him a facial. Did he go? No, it didn't.
Yeah, but when five guys turn up at your house, Olivia, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But then when we were in the Dominican, because I think Gage has got a phobia of going to like a spa. But when we were in the Dominican and we got our free massages at the spa, he was like, oh, this is all right, isn't it? I quite like this.
Yeah, but I tell you, when I tried holding the massage lady's hand.
You told me. I don't know if you told them.
I don't know if I told you guys, but that I've never had a massage from a spa before, believe it or not. And the lady was rubbing my back and I was like, yo, I'm into this. Like, this feels quite good. And she was going down my arms and then she was like holding my hand and I just didn't know what to do. So I was like, do I interlock fingers with her? Or because it's going between your fingers. So I just went like that. She went, oh, get off.
I think she were picking your arm up to then put back underneath the sheet.
Olivia, I was in temptation like getting a spa.
Full on hand grab. Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Yeah, but before that, I saw a room with whips and chains, right?
Like, there were a room with whips and chains, aren't there? Exactly. Like in the spa.
Exactly, for fantasy massages.
Very intrigued.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've definitely gone off par again. But yeah, I think
this has been a really good podcast.
I had a good chat about a bit of everything, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good roundup of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. Should we go to bed?
We've got to pack. We're heading down to Bournemouth for the weekend.
I'll caught up on Designated Survivor as well.
We're watching Designated Survivor, even though it's been out for ages. Gages. I really wanted to watch it ages ago and you was like, nah. And then everybody's talking about it. And my mum were talking about it the other day and you're like, oh, shall we give it a go? And we're hooked.
Fucking sick.
Sick. But he did fall asleep last night watching it.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll plug it. Or shall I plug it?
Keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, yeah, keep your eyes peeled next week. Definitely.
Definitely keep your eyes peeled next week for him. Yeah.
And just to recap on what we're saying, like, you know, when Swigup launches, just remember it's version one. It's not very basic because it's packed full of fucking everything. But it's more the case of, like, something might just not work. And it doesn't mean that it can't be the best lifestyle app out there. Let us know and it'll just constantly be fixed. Just to summarize what Swing Hub is, it's a source of all information within the lifestyle where you can connect with other people that are non-monogamous. It's next level. It's going to be fucking sick. It's not going to be like your average, mate. It's not your average app.
And we've built it and we know that there's going to be needing things and it's not like we've paid for it, built it, and that's that. We are still going to keep on ploughing money into it and developing it and for years to come, aren't we? So, yeah.
We're serious about this, aren't we? Wait, I can't do that. Yeah, wait, I need to plug the Instagram and the Twitter.
Plug.
Yeah. Guys,
Come on.
Okay. Guys, if you're on Instagram, please follow us at Swing Hub App. If you're on Twitter, please follow us at Swing Hub. That's it. Just give us a follow.
Guys.
Give us a follow. And just while I'm at it, last one as well. I know we're coming to an end. T-shirts. Swing Hub T-shirts. Just to let you know, we are also launching a Swing Hub store a week prior for the app going live. And that's why we were on about the video at the start of what you do when you're promoting the T-shirts. This is a way for you guys to wear your Swing Hub tee like a football jersey. What else can you do to really show that full-on support? So we're going to launch that soon, just so you know. A week prior, pre-launch, you can get your Swing Hub tees.
So next
hoodies,
week we should be launching
beanies.
It.
Bottle owners.
And just for like reference, this one is a small, so this is quite, I'm a size UK 10 and I've got a small on.
Yeah. That's all good, yeah. Sick. Babe, it's been a pleasure.
Let's go to bed.
Love you.
Love you, dog.